Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Well, thank you, Chuck, once again for introducing Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. We are a locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me on this somewhat gloomy Saturday here, this last day of September. It is 11:06 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. And hold on, everyone. I've got a very special guest here today, but I'm not going to introduce him for the moment because, of course, this is the show where you call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events going on all throughout central Wisconsin, this is the show to call in. Or if you have any questions or you want to share some information about our guest, I am joined today by Pastor Milt Vanetta. For many of you out there who remember, he also went by another name many years ago. He was Milton Steele on these very airwaves. Thanks for joining me, Pastor Milt.
Oh, Seth, it's a joy to be here this morning. It's good to be back in the studio. A radio studio feels like home to me.
Doesn't it? It doesn't matter how long, far away the distance of time has been, and it still feels like you belong there, right? It
feels really comfortable.
Well, that's great. So first of all, Milt, so we can give everyone a little bit of your history out there.
Sure.
When did you work at WFHR?
Well, I started in the summer of 1984. I was hired by the program director then, whose name was Rob Rood, and I was hired to do overnights and weekend shifts as a part-timer, and I worked part-time for about two and a half years before I slid into a full-time announcer position doing afternoons from 2 to 7, and was here through 1992.
Okay.
So I had a good 8-year run that I'm very, very thankful for.
So when you went to 1992, is that when you decided to go into the ministry? Is that when you?
Oh, no. I had a whole season of life in between.
Oh, nice.
When I left WFHR, I actually joined what is now Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, the local public access channel.
Right.
And I directed that for about 2 years before I joined Mid-State Technical College in their media department.
Okay.
And I was out at MSTC for 10 and a half years, and it was just a wonderful group of people to work with. I cherish the years that I had there also. And it was in the spring of Labor Day of 2004 that I became first the temporary pastor, and then the following spring became pastor at Baker Street. So it's been a fascinating adult life here.
Wow, you did work a lot in the media in general. That's really interesting.
Oh, it was fascinating.
That's fascinating.
That's
really cool.
Yeah.
So a lot of people may not know this, but Milton was here when he was Milton Steele.
Yeah.
He was here when this show that we are on right now became what it is now in a certain sense. So do you want to talk about that a little bit, about how Over the Back Fence came to be?
Oh, I'd love to, Seth. First of all, let me share that one of my joys was working with Arnie Strope in the last years that he was here. You know, he's kind of the George Washington of WFHR.
Yes, he is.
He's just that towering figure, that founding father. And Arnie at that time was working middays from 9 till 2. And I was working from 2 until 7. Seth, I would come in and I would spend the noon hour in the studio like we are now with Arnie. Arnie was playing news and ag reports, and he really was pushing a lot of buttons and didn't have to pay a great deal of attention. And he'd sit and tell me stories about the founding of WFHR and the old studios in the Daily Tribune building down by the river, and George Frechette, the first general manager, and One of my great memories of WFHR was just spending that time with Arnie over the lunch hour. You know, what's the book? I can't remember the name of the book that Mitch Albom wrote.
Was it Tuesdays with Maury?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
That's what I'm thinking of. Well, I had lunch hour with Arnie. And
you could write a book there.
Yeah. And it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. And then, so Arnie retired in the late 80s. The mm-hmm. best I can conclude, it was about 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he had had 2 one-hour talk programs. One was from 9 till 10 in the morning. The other was 1 to 2 in the afternoon. And one was just an open line talk show, and the other one was the buy and sell program.
The buy and sell program. I think I've heard Pam talk about the name changes over the years. And I don't know if this was when Arnie retired, but now Tradio was one of the titles of the show, and there was a couple other ones too.
Yeah. And the open line program was called Coffee Clutch. I remember that. But the buy and sell program, I don't have as clear a memory on. But anyway, Arnie retires, and I slide down into the midday slot. And from 9 till 10, we create a program called For the Record. Mm-hmm. And Greg Gack, who was then the program mm-hmm. director, Carl Hilke, mm-hmm. and myself all took half-hour pieces of For the Record through the week.
Oh.
And we brought people into the studio and interviewed them, or we talked to them on the phone. But that was the what happened with that morning slot. Then the buy and sell program moved from 1 till 2 in the afternoon and became Over the Back Fence.
Mm.
And we let people make suggestions, call in and make suggestions. And then we sat down from the 3 or 4 favorites and picked one, and it was Over the Back Fence.
That's wonderful.
And I had this incredible honor, privilege, joy to be the first host of Over the Back Fence for about 3 years.
Oh, that is so great. I'm talking with Pastor Milt Vanetta here, formerly known as Milton Steele. I got to figure out, where did the name come from? Where did the on-air name come from?
So I had just gotten hired, all right, and I was on the phone with my cousin, and we were trying to get together an air name. I knew I wanted to use Milt, mm-hmm. but I wanted to use something shorter for my air name, for my last name.
Okay.
It's Remington Steele, the old detective program, comes on the television set. We're both watching it as we're on the phone, and we said, Milton Steele, that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
That is fabulous. I can't tell you how awesome that is. Remington Steele. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, 80s TV shows.
Absolutely.
So basically, I'm guessing the format was basically the same too. It's just, you know, people calling in 424-2600, call in now. To buy
same number, by the way.
I know. We have kept the number, which I think is great.
Stevens Point was 344-2111.
people don't realize that there was a satellite out in Stevens Point too at one point here. Yep. So, I mean, When you're a radio station that's 80 some years old, you're going to have a lot of iterations through the years.
Yeah.
You know, listening to you talk about, you know, how it was back then, I realize now how, even now, when, you know, been through several owners, WFHR has over the recent years, that a lot of the stuff is still the same. We still have, you know, the midday magazine show where we bring in people in the community to talk about whatever's going on. And, of course, we have the live morning show and that sort of thing. And still Over the Back Fence, even though now it's on Saturdays. What I think a lot of people don't realize is how much this stuff moves around. Mm-hmm. Even Over the Back Fence, in its heyday, was here, there, and everywhere. Afternoons, mornings, you know, now on the weekends, that kind of stuff.
It sure is, yeah. But the legacy continues on.
Yeah, yeah.
The legacy within the community.
Which is great, I think.
Oh, it's awesome. It's a part of our community history, our legacy.
And I have to say, and I was talking to Milt a little bit about this before we came on the air. I know Civic Media right now is trying to get back to that as much as they can. Of course, we have limited staff here. at the station, so we can't be on. Like you yeah. said, when things were hopping back in the 80s and the 90s, yeah. when there was people on the air all the time, for the most part, live on the air and stuff, talking about, you know, whatever was going on in the community at the time. Of course, we can't do that because we have limited staff and limited resources to work with. But right. I do know that the local aspect is still very important for civic mm-hmm. media, and I'm hoping that we can keep going with that and keep doing stuff like that. So,
Milt, oh, yes, please.
You may be drafted. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
bring you back for a show here or something. You never know what'll happen.
I'm ready for sports talk right now.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Well, you know, we do have the show on Mondays, Playmakers. I think I'm joining James again this week from 3 to 4. But anyway, but I digress. Let's talk a little bit about what was it like? I alluded to it a little bit yeah. now, how different radio was back in that day. And earlier, you know, from the 70s, mm-hmm. you know, through the 90s. What was it like at the WFHR building when you were working there?
Oh, Seth, it was a happening place. And I mean that, really. You just felt like you were a part of something that special that was going on. We had a 2.5-person news department. Some mm-hmm. people might remember Mike Hankins. He was the news director when I got here. Carl Hilke had
yeah.
just come here, and I worked all throughout my 8 years closely with Carl. A lot of Saturday mornings with Carl. And then, you know, we had a sales staff of about 6 people.
Yeah,
Denny Gibson was the sales director who oversaw that team. Some wonderful people. Roger Sweet was one of the salespeople that I came to know and do a lot of work with. And Louis Rosendick was the ag director, and he was out to Farm Progress Days and June Dairy Breakfasts and all these different places reporting on agriculture mm-hmm. in mid-Wisconsin. Because at that time, you always said mid-Wisconsin. You were not allowed to say central Wisconsin.
Ooh.
That was a no-no. We were mid-Wisconsin's station.
Okay.
So that was very clear, mid-Wisconsin.
Someone else must have taken the central Wisconsin one or something
yeah.
like that. So don't want to get it confused or anything.
Yeah, and as you said, we had people on the board, mm-hmm. the control board,
yep.
from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. with local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the sports programming that we did, from the Packers to the Brewers
yep.
to the Badger football games, we were the flagship station of the Wisconsin network for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the great Earl Gillespie was the play-by-play voice of the Badgers. And Arnie Strope was the engineer who
yep.
went with them and turned the dials and mm-hmm. was mentioned every week by Earl on the air for his work as the engineer. And then, you know, we had the whole copy department and W103 and WFHR. And so there was, you know, there's a couple of dozen people in the building every day working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a neat place to be. You know, Seth, when I was here at that time, I was kind of a dumb kid at the time. And I didn't appreciate what I was experiencing.
Mm.
Now I do. Now that my hair is gray and I'm older, I appreciate what I got to experience for those 8 years.
Mm.
I wouldn't have changed the other parts of my life that followed that. I don't regret not staying, for
mm-hmm.
instance. But I'm really, really thankful for the 8 years that I had here. It was wonderful.
That's really great. There's a couple of things that I do want to highlight
yeah.
for when you were
yeah.
here,
yep.
Including the infamous, I don't know, we still
yeah.
have some copies around here, the 1990
yeah.
cookbook, which you were the cover boy for.
I was.
So
I was.
I'm guaranteeing there are several households
yeah.
in this community right now
yeah.
that have that cookbook with their other ones, and there is Milt's smiling face on there. So if you didn't
yeah.
know who that was,
yeah.
now you do.
Yeah, yeah. I still get people who will buy it at a garage sale, and they will come to me, and they'll say, look what I found at this garage
oh,
sale.
Oh, yeah.
And there I am. There's a backstory about that.
Oh.
Okay. So I got married in June of 1990 to my wife, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
We spent all summer putting that cookbook together. That's what the
wow.
newlyweds did their first year, was put together the WFHR anniversary cookbook.
That's a heck of a honeymoon.
It was.
Hey, I got to say, there's no better test for a marriage That right off the bat, make sure you're compatible if you can work on a project like that together and still be married at the end of it.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of 1990, because that was the 50th anniversary, if people remember, they also did a big 50th anniversary live radio show in November of that year at the library.
It was on the actual anniversary date. So I think November 4th is what's in my head.
I think that's correct, yes.
It's in that first week of November.
It is, yes.
And so what we did is we went to McMillan Library, mm-hmm. and we set up a stage there, and we had, oh boy, at least 200 people from the community who came in, and we did an old-time 1930s radio show.
Love it.
And we had someone sing a song that was popular in every one of the five decades we'd been on the year. And we played news clips. I worked with CBS from their archives, and I got news clips, and I got sports clips. And we played a news clip and a sports clip from every decade.
Wow.
And then
love it.
We had an original radio drama that the people of WFHR were characters in and acted out. And it was just, it was a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
a lot of work, but it was well worth it. That was a really special night in the history of WFHR, that anniversary program that night, celebrating 50 years from 1940 to 1990. And I was just privileged to be a part of it.
And for those of you also who don't know, Milton, of course, we were talking a little bit before the show about, you know, some of the interesting parallels that he and I have, because he is a pastor and I'm married to a pastor, as most people know out there. We also have a connection to the theater, WRCT, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Milton has been in productions before. In fact, he was in one not too long ago, just a couple of years ago, when he was in It's a Wonderful Life.
I was. And I was in community theater because of WFHR.
Mm.
And Seth, it's my favorite all-time WFHR story, if I'm allowed to share it.
Oh, please.
Okay. So one morning, it was a midweek morning. I was doing the midday shift. I'm here in the studio, and I'm working. And there's another part-timer. His first name is Ken. And me and Ken are just kind of visiting as I'm on the air. Well, in through the door burst Roger Sweet. Now, Roger was a wonderful guy, but he also could be a tough guy. And he burst in the door, and he says, WRCT's got to play with a lot of men's parts in it. I want you two down there tonight to try out. And Ken and I just kind of looked at each other, and we just said, okay. And so Ken and I go down that night, second night of auditions. We read for the play. Sherry Day was the director. Heaven Can Wait was the play.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we both got a part in the play. So first thing that happens is Milt gets connected to WRCT, mm-hmm. and that has been, again, a lifelong joy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not don't have the time to be as involved maybe as sometimes I'd like to, but when I do get the opportunity, it's great. So, but there's another side of the story. I'm in the play, and I meet a lady who is the stage manager for Heaven Can Wait, who says to her husband, do you know that lady that you work with at Gross Common Carrier, Kay? I think Milt and Kay would be good together. So Bill and Rita Young set us up, and Kay and I have been married for 33 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So just from that one moment when Roger burst through the door, I got affiliated with WRCT and got myself a wife.
I'm laughing because another connection, my wife and I met doing a play together.
You did?
We did.
How wonderful.
We were in southern Wisconsin, Lake Mills, Wisconsin.
Yep.
And it was the first time we'd both been in town for about 3 years. We never met each other. And we both, there was a show that was getting, you know, auditions for, and my sister was associated with the theater group there. And she's like, you're not doing anything. You need to get involved in something. You need to go do the show. Okay. All right. I'll go and do it. And of course, unbeknownst to me, this was also the first show that Beth ended up auditioning for as well. And of course, as they say, the rest is history. It was Neil Simon's Rumors. That's the show that we were in together to start it off, which, by the way, WRCT is doing next spring. That is their spring show coming up here too. So,
well, wouldn't that be great if you both reprised your roles?
It's good. It's, I don't know. I'm directing Glass Menagerie, so I might be pretty tired after that. We'll see what happens.
Well,
but
that's great.
So I that's hilarious. I just love the idea that you met your wife the same way that I met my wife. That is so awesome. We're gonna take a quick break here. I'll have Milt stick around for a little bit longer.
Sure.
If that's all right with him.
Yeah, I'd like to.
We do need to get to our sponsor of the show, which I have not mentioned yet. Shame on me. Jeff Clark & Associates Health Insurance, now at two different locations, 3340 8th Street South in Rapids, also now at 1265 Main Street, Suite 103 in Stevens Point. The number is the same. Either place you're calling, 715-424-4101. That's 424-4101. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also go to their website, jca-insurance.com. And you can get a sign up for a no-cost consultation if you're looking for health insurance, life insurance, anything else in between. They are who you go to. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me on this gloomy day. The farmer's market was still going on last I saw, but it's not exactly conducive right now to going out to the farmer's market. That'll be going on for a couple more weeks, and then they're going to move indoors at the basement of the Moravian Church, but we'll be talking about that as we get closer, along with the book sale and some other things as well. But right now, I am still chatting with Milt Vanetta, the pastor over at the Baker Street Church and former employee at WFHR. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, and we're talking during the break there, that you are a lifelong Wood County resident.
I am. Born and raised out in the country, out in Arpen, and moved into Wisconsin Rapids when I got married, and I've been here ever since.
There's no reason to leave, right? You haven't found one yet.
I think this is a wonderful place to live.
I agree.
I do. Now, granted, I like a little bit slower pace to life. You know, I like small. I like quiet.
Sure.
But I think this is just about the best place you could find to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never had a reason to go.
No, and that's great. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that you have found such a nice place here. You know, since we have been here, like I was mentioning to Milt, my wife and I have been here for almost 5 years. One of the first things that we noticed was how welcoming and warm the people in this community are. That was very, very quickly. We figured that out very quickly.
Yeah.
And then we also, one of the ways we did get more into the community was through the theater group, and which we found is a great way to get involved in the community. You just find their theater group and get going, and you will meet all kinds of people and find out what it's like. And I cannot tell you, and I've said this before on the air, how welcome I felt at WRCT. And that was a big part of me getting into the community here. And since then, it's been, you know, most of the people here, it's been so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. Just a great place to live.
It is. So let's see here. Is there anything else that I want to talk to Pastor Milt about? Milton Steele.
Okay.
I can't get over that name, but anyway.
Okay. So I want to tell you about another story.
Oh, great.
WFHR.
More stories, yes.
So this one year, Terry Steak took me along with his family to a Green Bay Packer preseason game at Camp Randall against the New York Jets. And Terry and his family sat in the stands at Camp Randall, watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a press pass, and I got to sit up in the press box and watch the game. So the game's getting near the end, and they send us down, and we stand on the sidelines for about the last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh, cool.
Which, by the way, football on that level from the sidelines is breathtaking.
I mean, I was going to say, it's got to be terrifying, actually.
In a way, it's terrifying. That's why it takes your breath away, because it's terrifying.
They're so fast, yeah.
And I turn to my right, and there's Bud Lee. Bud Lee was a legendary writer for the Milwaukee Sentinel.
Mm.
So I'm standing on the sidelines of Camp Randall, watching the final moments of the Packer game, standing next to Bud Lee. Game ends. We walk across the field. We go up the tunnel into the locker room. And I got my little, you know, tape recorder, old-fashioned cassette tape recorder.
Love it.
Little handheld mic. Go into the Packer locker room. And one of the people that I interview that day is James Lofton.
Oh, wow.
The legendary
Hall of Famer.
Wide receiver, yep. Number 80, right? And James Lofton was the most prominent person I interviewed that day. Did a couple others. We get in the car, Seth. Okay, I'm sitting in the back seat of Terry's car with his family. So he had two boys, his wife, and there's five of us in the car. Terry goes, well, let's listen to those interviews that you did. I rewind the tape. I hit the play button. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I had done, but I had nothing.
Oh.
Not one word from the Packer locker room.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
That is rough.
I felt like saying, Terry, pull over. Just put me in the trunk for the rest of the ride home. I was just so embarrassed.
Oh.
There wasn't a thing on there.
Oh.
But Terry was good to me. I mean, he took me to Lambeau Field a couple of times. They had a thing on Sunday mornings where the press could come in and the players would walk out in the field and you'd go up and interview them. And the tape recorder worked that day.
Double check that time. Triple check.
Double. That wasn't even close to the number of times I checked.
Is this working?
And so, yeah, it was awesome doing games. Worked high school sports games for WFHR for a number of years. And just was really good.
We had during the game last night that I engineered Randy and Michael. We're talking a little bit about Terry, because of the fact the amazing amount of sports that Terry covered.
Oh.
That it was absolutely remarkable. You had anything you needed, Terry was there. Even if he didn't know anything about it, he was there to report on it.
But wrestling was my favorite.
Yeah.
When the state wrestling tournament came around in March every year, Terry would go down and he would file these live reports from the field house in Madison. Terry was a pioneer in doing wrestling on the radio. He was one of the very few in the state and in the Midwest that were doing live broadcasts of wrestling. And I just love Terry's reports. That was my favorite thing that he did, was those reports from the state wrestling tournament.
It's amazing what you can find yourself doing in radio. I'm sure that happened many times while you were there. It's like, oh, we need someone really quick. If there's one thing that has not changed about radio is that that sometimes it's chaos. It's like, you don't know. We have to have something on right now. So here you go. Get on there. Get on that mic. Go say something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just go say something.
Everybody in the building was a generalist.
Yep.
I mean, you had to go out. We called them road shows at the time, but you had to go out and spend the day at a business doing reports and, promoting that business and telling what business was all about. So, you had a role in promoting the sponsors of the radio station. You could do sports. You could do news. Do you know what one of my favorite things was? This is going to sound crazy. I love severe weather coverage.
Really?
I loved being in the chair when the severe weather rolled through and the newsman was tearing stuff off the ticker. It wasn't on a computer screen.
That's
we
right.
We had a ticker. And I love tearing news off the ticker. And and the newsman would be coming in and handing me the watches and the warnings and the reports. I loved that when it was live and when it was hot, when there was no script and it was live and it was hot. That was the best radio that there was.
That's so cool.
And I got to know the regular listeners on Over the Back Fence so well that somebody'd call in and I'd hear him say, "Good morning, Milt." I'd say, "Hi, Ray," because it was Ray Heath from Lincoln Street. Or it would be Grace Sword, who named the For the Record program. Her entry won, and Grace was a faithful listener every day. Or Judy Graff, who lived down by Assumption High School. All of those regular people, all I had to do was hear them say hello, and I could call them by name. That's how close I got to that group of people who listened to Over the Back Fence every day.
Yeah. It's, I was telling you, Bill, that it's like, I think I was born out of time. I feel like I should have been in radio back in those days. But then I also remember Oh my gosh, you guys had like analog equipment. You know, yeah. if you wanted to play music, you either had to have a tape or you had a record. Or you had to time it just right, and you had, you know, all the analogs. We're spoiled, like sports, for example, doing live sports. Now we can do it where Randy has, you know, just basically a laptop, and he's got a microphone. And all he has to do is talk into the microphone, and I can, you know, get him here. And if I need to talk to him, I just text him. And tell him something like, oh, we need a 10-second break or something like this. And I realized, and James and I have talked about it, is back in the day, there was no communication between. It was timing. It was all, okay, we're going to take a 1-minute break, and then the person would count the minute. And then, we're back kind of thing, because there was no communication between the board operator and the person live at the thing, which is like, ah, that's crazy.
And you had this boat anchor that was called a Marty unit.
The old Marty, yes.
And it weighed about 50 pounds. and that doesn't sound like much unless you got to carry it up the bleachers at Lincoln High School.
Exactly.
And it had this big antenna that you had to put outside the door. You had to set up your antenna outside the door. So you ran a cable from the Marty unit out to the thing outside the door. And the hardest part about doing a game was all of the setup and teardown. It wasn't the game.
That was easy.
Yeah, it was the setup and the teardown with all that equipment, or carrying it up into the press box of a...
Wow. That's why I don't... And I've heard stories, too, from Chuck Gennaro, our general manager here now at the station, about stuff he did when he was working up in Ironwood, up in the northern part of the States. About having to do... One of my favorites is having to do a remote... at a telephone, a pay telephone, at a gas station, because they were doing a remote from there, you know, to promote the gas station. They step away from the phone booth or the public phone for just like 2 minutes. A car runs into it.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if that was the one where they had to find like a person, like knock on the door. Hey, can we use your phone? We need to do this broadcast kind of thing. So there are some things about old radio that I'm like, I'm okay now. We just got computers and stuff, you know, that's easy. I'll take that. But at the same time, I'm also, of course, a big fan of old radio dramas and that sort of thing. I do want to mention one thing, because we weren't able to do it with, we were talking about the 50th anniversary program that you guys put on.
Right.
That program was mostly written by Carol Horning, who worked here for a short period of time back then. A lot of people don't know that she works for Civic Media down in Madison, which is really cool. I'm glad that we were able to reconnect with her a little bit. So
gentle soul, Carol, just had this gentle spirit about
her. Wonderful,
and a gifted writer. Really, I mean, she wrote copy when I was here, but a gifted writer in areas beyond copywriting. Really, really a neat person, an asset to WFHR at that time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Pastor Milt, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been wonderful.
You're welcome.
Being able to reminisce with you about this show, about WFHR in the past. I'm glad we're recording this, because I don't want to lose these stories.
Yeah.
We will be putting this in a podcast. And so if you want to check this out, if you want to listen again to Pastor Milt talk about his time as Milton Steele.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to say it like Milton Steele.
Yeah, hard.
Because you know, edgy. You sound so... You sound so,
I do. I sound so edgy. Yeah.
But anyway, of course, Pastor Milt is the pastor at the Baker Street Church in town here, which he has been since 2004, you said?
2004, 19 years now.
19 years. Wow. Yeah. Well, we appreciate that, of course. And I very much appreciate being married to a pastor, because I know what that can entail. So thanks very much for joining me, Milt. And hopefully we can bring you back on again.
I'd be delighted to. There's more.
Great.
There's more to tell.
Is that a threat or a promise?
We didn't even have a Carl Hilke story yet. Corey, there's more to tell.
Jack Gennaro story.
I got a Jack Gennaro story.
Okay, well, I need to hear that. So let's do it right now. Let's do a Jack Gennaro story. I want to hear it right now. As long as it's okay for air. I mean, it's okay.
It was.
Okay.
And it's another, remember, Milt was young and foolish story.
Those are always good.
So one Sunday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, we played a record, and that record was the Lutheran Hour. in a local Lutheran church paid to have this sermon on from one of their denominational heads. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the guy had an incredible voice.
Voice of God.
And so you played that record. Well, when you're a board operator and, well, I got a whole half an hour, the record's going to spin. I was messing around with the board because I knew where on CBS you could listen to the highlights of the football games. The only problem, Seth, was that I opened that channel to the air and the football highlights went out over the Lutheran hour. Yeah, Seth, how can I best explain this? No one was really happy with me. The Lutherans weren't happy with me.
Of course not.
And Jack Gennaro heard that.
Oh, no.
And all I can say is I am really fortunate, blessed, that I didn't lose my job right there and then, that they didn't get rid of me, but they gave me grace for that mistake.
Nice.
And because I was just a part-timer then. I mean, you wouldn't have even heard of me had that gone as it should have.
A different way, right.
Yeah, but Jack was pretty scary when he talked to me about that. Very good to me, but very scary.
He was a true boss. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard some fun stories from Chuck as well about his father. But look, we're going to wrap it up there.
You bet. Thanks,
once
Seth.
Again, Milt Vanetta, the pastor at the Baker Street Church, formerly Milton Steele, here on Over the Back Fence. We're going to take a break, everybody. When we come back, I got a few items I want to talk about, some programming notes, lots of sports coming up. My goodness. So we're going to have to go all through all of that here on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. Want to give a huge shout out to Pastor Milt Vanetta. I got a little confused there. One thing I didn't mention to Milt is that I actually have some Dutch heritage in my family, too. My paternal great-grandfather's name was Van Etten. So we had another connection there, too. How about that? Well, that was great talking to Milt, reminiscing about his time here on Over the Back Fence and at WFHR. Wonderful. I'll hopefully get him back again sometime to talk a little bit more. I do want to get into a few programming notes here before we hit our next break, which will have to be pretty quick here so I can get everything in. I do want to let everyone know that, like I said, we got lots of sports stuff coming up here on WFHR and WIRI on Tuesday. At 7:05, we've got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. That's right, Badger Hockey will be starting up this coming week as well, so stay tuned for that. On Wednesday, we got the Luke Fickell Show, the football show at 7:05. Talk about the Badgers' upcoming game. Moving ahead to Sunday, we have, starting at 9 a.m., we've got the Wisconsin football game against Rutgers. That's the pregame starting at 9. The game starts at 11, which means, of course, no Over the Back Fence next week. Keep that in mind, everyone. No Over the Back Fence on the 8th of October. However, we do have the Assumption game. Assumption is hosting Aurora Central Catholic School coming up on Saturday. Pregame at 1:40, kickoff at 2. Randy and Michael will be on the call for that one. I will be working the board, so stay tuned for that. Later on Saturday, wow, more sports. 6:30 p.m. pregame, Wisconsin Hockey is hosting Augustana. Pregame, or I shouldn't say pregame, early non-conference game for them. They got a series going on. Their second game will be happening Sunday, Sunday the 8th. They will be playing their second game at 4:30, Wisconsin Hockey versus Augustana. Probably going to be preempting Seth Faces the Music for next week, so keep that one in mind as well. There is a new Seth Faces the Music this week. I want to let everyone know. Wild is the theme this week, so check that out. 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then on Director's Cut from 8 to 9, James and I speak with the great Breanne Krieger. She has returned once again to talk about not only her podcast, but her and James' podcast, What the Muppet, It's a lot of fun with there. Plus, all kinds of Muppet trivia going on. The best guest stars on The Muppet Show. Also, some of the best duets with The Muppets. It's a show all about Muppets on Director's Cut from 8 to 9 after Seth Face to the Music on Sunday from 6 to 8. Tune in for both of those. Before we go to break here, I do want to let people know we did have a couple of things in our mailbag. So we do want to put these out there. We have for sale by owner a ranch-style home. It is located at 8225 County Road K in Arpin. 1.34 acres, about 2,500 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, a 2-car attached garage, a large kitchen and living room. The basement is full block with finished rec room, bonus room, half bath, and wood stove on the lower level. Flooring is vinyl planking throughout with carpeting in the bedrooms, vinyl siding, asphalt shingles roof, heat, AC, forced air, central air. Yard has apple and pear trees, raspberries, and garden space. Awesome. Love that. There's a patio and a walkway area. There's a 12 by 24 composite deck in front and back, and a nice sized shed as well. If you're interested in this ranch style home that's being sold by its owner, please call 715-570-5443. Once again, 715-570-5443 for more information if you're interested in that. Also, we have a garage sale happening today, all day in Saratoga. 8020 36th Street South and Ranger Road. That's where it's taking place. And there's going to be a few things that are going to be for sale they'd like to highlight. They've got 2- and 3-wheel bikes. They've got some new lawn tools. They've got a sled, some antiques. Go check it out. That's near Ranger Road and 36th Street South in Saratoga, going on all day today. All right, we are going to take a quick break here to finish up playing all our commercials. And then when we get back, we're going to wrap up the show on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. It is the last day of September. That means October is next, everyone. Get ready for Halloween bumpers. I had to play the first one myself. I just couldn't resist here. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. We just have a few minutes left in the show. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to just sneak something in here at the end. Hope everyone's having a dry day out there. It is very rainy, so hope you're staying dry. Once more, shout out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark & Associates, at 2 locations now, one in Rapids, 3340 8th Street South, one in Stevens Point, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. The same phone number for both, 715-424-4101, 424-4101. If you are looking for some health insurance, some life insurance, help with Medicare, they are the ones to talk to. No cost consultation to find out what your needs are. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at both locations, or you can go to their website, jca-insurance.com, to sign up for a consultation there as well. Shout out to them for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. Real quick, I want to go into a couple of items of note today. We do want to remind everyone that October 6th is the deadline if you are signing up to get your lawn raked for Day of Caring. That's coming up this week. October 6th is the deadline. If you need help getting your lawn raked this fall, now is the time to sign up for that. You have until October 6th this week. Science by the River was supposed to be going on right now. I'm not sure what they're doing with the rain, but hopefully they'll be able to get that in. That's supposed to go till about 2 o'clock today. That's Science by the River. Very, very cool. There's an Oktoberfest event happening today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. That starts at about 3 p.m. Their school's athletic field will be transformed into German picnic grounds. There's going to be great food, brats, hot dogs, baked beans, sauerkraut, chips, German potato salad, and another German cuisine. Water will be available, as well as kegs of root beer from the Stevens Point Brewery. How cool is that? There is no cost, just a free will offering is all that's asked. There's also going to be an old-fashioned cakewalk, games, crafts, a meat drawing, always a classic, plus polka music starting at 3:30. The event closes at around 7 tonight. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is at 111 11th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Go check that out. Have some fun for Oktoberfest. Happening tonight over at the United Methodist Church in Port Edwards at 411 Wisconsin River Drive. Encanto is going to be played, hopefully, if the weather holds out. This is the free homecoming weekend outdoor movie. Starts at 6:45. And it starts at about sunset, so about 6:45. If you are interested, it's free, includes popcorn and drinks. Have a fun night watching the classic Disney movie Encanto, and have some fun here on homecoming weekend. Let's see if there's anything else I want to bring up for this week, this weekend. Oh, we do have a breakfast tomorrow at St. Bronislava in Plover from 8:30 to noon. They're located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links, milk, juice, and coffee. Costs $10 for 13 to adult, 4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. This meal is cooked by the Men of Holy Name, and table service is provided by the St. Bronz Boy Scout Troop number 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards parish, school, and youth needs. Thank you for your support. A couple other quick things here happening this week that I really want to just touch on here, of course. Every first and third Thursday of the month over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, our good friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will be performing. They will bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. I can attest to that. We had Pete on Director's Cut a couple of weeks ago, and his stories are fabulous. Go check that out, the podcast, civicmedia.us/shows. Go to Director's Cut. Look for Pete Revelle and click on that one. You can listen to his wonderful stories that he shared with us, which is absolutely awesome. Let's see here. Anything else I want to get into before we wrap up the show today? The United Way is on this coming Friday, the 6th, community-wide denim day. Wear jeans for the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Employees wear jeans for a day and donate $5 to the United Way. You can participate the same day with other organizations across Southwood and Adams counties. Take a picture of your office participating in Denim Day and send it to taylor@uwswac.org, and they will post it on social media. It's a great way to support the United Way and have some fun at the same time. Of course, we are knee-deep in their drive. The campaign is going on strong right now with the United Way. You hear it from Terry when she joins James on the show here. And that's just about going to do it. I did want to address one quick thing. There was an incident at the game last night. A big shout out to Greg Broren, superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public School, sending out emails telling us what's going on. Everything is good. The investigation is ongoing. There will be a larger law enforcement present tonight at the dance at Lincoln High School. Just keep that in mind, everybody. Try not to bring bags because they will be checking all bags going through the door. Just want to let everyone know about that. That's going to wrap up the show today. Once more, thanks very much to Milton Vanetta for joining me about reminiscing about the show here, Over the Back Fence, and of course, WFHR. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, everyone, and have a great week. We'll see you later.